Tuesday, July 11, 2017. Good afternoon and welcome to your second edition of the Midday Show program, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, and you can as well go on Radio Democracy Facebook page and get the program live. Me where they bring kind of program come to you this afternoon, my name is Fatima Sisi. Inside the program this afternoon, I want to welcome the National Publicity Secretary for the People's Movement for Democratic Change, Muniru Koroma, where they inside the studio with me for can talk about PMDC and preparedness for the 2018 election. Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Fatima. Good afternoon, Sierra Leoneans.
Okay. Not forget to say, yourself, when they listen to the program, can make a contribution by way how you go send your text message to the number 0779819981, or you can as well drop your comment or question on Radio Democracy Facebook page. The program, they continue. Leadership now one important thing with any organization for make ego before and for sake of this, make the Rotary Club Freetown don't pick new presidents for continue the work where this club don't they do. Outside the new president for the Rotary Club 2017-2018 year say, then go focus Pangal picking education for make them go continue for push book learning business in the country. Theodora Arena gets more and go now.
Freetown District 9101. Now, organization we don't give help to different sector them na the country. Like for provide solar light to community them, give scholarship to school picking them, provide water well and plenty other help to different community them. For continue this good work that they do this year, they make them pick Samuel Hittem as the new president for push the work go before na the club.
Mostly voluntary. For example, the Rookie Club of Freetown, all members contribute. They contribute in 3 ways: money, time, and their talent. For example, somebody who's a good engineer will be helping in preparing boreholes for water. Somebody who's a doctor will help in terms of health care, in terms of providing services to communities, in terms of free clinics in some areas. Doctor members, medical members help to provide that. So yes, it involves a lot of money. For example, in our case in Sierra Leone, we do not have as much money as we would like. So we get support from the other Rotary Clubs around the world. That is what we call partnership. For example, we want to undertake a project that is worthwhile. We apply to Rotary International and say, listen, this project is very important. It is going to affect the community. It is going to have significant impact, but we do not have as much money as is needed. Hence, could you please supplement our effort? Invariably, we do help. And this is what has helped us in most of the projects that you see we've undertaken.
In name na Samuel Hittem, and in the new president for Rotary Club Freetown, where he been they talk about how they run the Rotary Club. Now the annual induction of president and official. The new president Samuel Hittem continue say, the Rotary Club don they do plenty thing them na the country. Usa is say they don they increase their support for give polio macri to picking them na the country, for make them not go get polio C. Give support to girl picking them for make them get good education. Push girl picking them book learning business school before na the country. And safe, provide clean water to different community them na the country.
Our effort to immunize children against polio. Yes, we don't have any new cases in Sierra Leone, but we want to ensure that it doesn't recur. Hence, we want to help in that area. Second, education. We want to increase the amount of assistance we give, particularly to girls, to attend school, to stay in school, and to continue education. This is important because with such a strong foundation, we assure the nation as a whole will grow. These are two important things. But the third area where we want to emphasize, we've done quite a lot of providing water in communities around Freetown and in Sierra Leone as a whole. We now want to consolidate that effort. We want to consolidate it by helping the communities involved to see how they could maintain it, make it sustainable, and make it functional.
The new president for the Rotary Club Freetown, Samuel Hittem, say they want young people then for join the club so that they will push their work go before.
All we ask for, your time, your treasure, and your talent. If you have any combination of this, you're welcome. And now we are even emphasizing what young people like you to join. Because why old people like us are going out? If we don't get you in now, we will not be able to sustain our effort. So we want people like you to consider joining the Rotary Club.
Samuel Item end up calling member then at the Rotary Club for work together so that they will push the work of the Rotary Club go before. For Radio Democracy, Mina Fiodorarena the report.
The program is still a listen to Nami the show. Where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And not forget to say yourself where they listen or you in an office, you then inside, go be part of the program by way how you go send a text message to the number 0779-81981 or you can as well drop your comments on the Radio Democracy Facebook page. Well, as they continue with the program and inside the studio, I want for again welcome Muniru Koroma, National Publicity Secretary for the People's Movement for Democratic Change. Muniru, good afternoon and welcome to the program again.
Thank you very much.
Well, with a start for look at PMDC. First of all, I ask, PMDC still there?
Well, it's in as much as you will recognize, say, they got a publicity secretary.
In terms of activities and otherwise, which way to not be done they do before?
Since PMDC got a publicity secretary, got an office location, was I 98.1 call, another radio station in the call, I think, say, the answer are that, yes, PMDC they, and the PMDC, they alive, they kick, they move around, and they do what we programs and call for. Probably one thing we you ask that question for, PMDC change a strategy. We strategy, in a community strategy this time we run around with. Meaning, you can do all your radio programs them every day, but you get forget the party, get in route with people and our society, with people and our communities. So you get a party, you get structured that every section of Sierra Leone, we get over 1,000 wards, and we get in the country, we get constituencies, and we get in the 149 chiefdoms. So that they tell you, see, there is more job to be done up country, and there are more organizational structure way we've done the reform over the years from 2012 elections. So PMDC, yes, we get a rolling program with the rollout, and that, those rolling programs then now the one where they ensure say we win this election where they come. So yes, we did. Yes, the programs are intact, and we got community-based program them. Yes, within our 149 chiefdoms, then within our over 1,021 sections, then zones, in this zone, then where the country will divide the country into. Yes, there is a PMDC, and we strongly then at the ground, probably, and you they see we activities them from time to time.
You say when I get rolling programs then at different communities then for win the 2018 election.
Yeah.
What are some of the program them and how una don't they go about for implementing?
Yeah, based on how the community actually they there are several programs. You get for instance the elderly projects that will get where they seek for the elder people their interest that the society where they draw programs then where the elders committee they lead now then they lead them program and they for instance they get social welfare program, they get welfare programs and what they do then they seek themselves then they may hold their meetings there at different times then they have their problems they get this provide solutions to the constituency executive problems then the directions how the constituency for go you get the young adults projects within a PMDC with those then they forsake the young people and which is there's a difference between the young adults and that of the youth wing. You know, so there are those programs and those programs that all geared towards one thing, consolidating their membership then they and using their membership then they as foot soldiers then for ensure say when there is voting, when we decide say we they do XYZ, we able to do them and we reach a goal. Probably before you run to a question where I know say every journalist they ask, we know they participate by elections. Yes, it's a principle. PMDC not they participate by election, no means say PMDC not they. We say the nomination fees we then put in 2012 elections, we say now a human rights violation. We they against that as a party, and so therefore we don't refuse consistently for put up candidates under that kind of structure. Yeah. When His Excellency the President be the contest elections in 2007, and not pay 100 million euros. You cannot over one night change the rules at the middle of the game. So PMDC as a party, they are against that. So therefore, we see consistently for more denies will not be put up by candidates for them by elections as a way of protest for make people know say it is wrong. Leadership not to for sale. APC no go come for make we sell leadership people and buy. So that is why probably the most visible thing that people can see in political participation are elections. Nowadays are by elections, but we know the contest day because of that principle. Why I explained you.
We go come back to the way we get for with the 100 million loans. Now we go to the community program, the way you say una don't implement based on which you just don't talk about. It's like the program that they purposely for PMDC member them na the different communities then.
Of course, basically the programs are there for PMDC members, but now them programs say they use for gather other people for kind of PMDC. In essence, as they tell you, see, we get programs that were attractive. Those programs are attractive to young people, young adults, they're attractive to youth, they're attractive to elders, they're attractive to women. So in essence, we they able raise we human
attractive
base.
Attractive in what sense? Where plenty of people look at them say PMDC look silent or maybe
if
you,
if you
so.
If you get if you don't a village will not get a PMDC farm situation, for example, where that community then a farming then they do where we party the efforts they for make we do them kind of farming situations then they what you end up with people then go come we not to be in PMDC people and for joining. If we get cassava farming, if we get any kind of activity, then Boku, I know we see that in name the 111111. But those are programs within a then society then they where it meet people. You get the box where them village people are get now who say they contribute money for we person sick. Now when you see the government don't take and they call and slash it. PMDC won't get that initiative since 2008.
But why would I not be implementer?
We the implementer, but we know we don't go implementer to people who not to your membership. You then are a society who say you get for be very, very tricky. And then over the years PMDC don't mature. We don't mature greatly that the things that when people go around jump around with jump around with we focus. You see, if you are not focused, you get a society who say they want for make you lost track. And PMDC, they lost track. With projects, that with activities, then yes, then they for membership. But would they use that as a way for membership drive? So now for that stuff, you see, what would they do with activities? A very quiet, it will go on very well. You know, they get interference. You go, you know, you say PMDC, they pan plaba, for instance. But that don't mean say...
Maybe on a tire.
No, well, PMDC not they make plaba. You know, okay. PMDC now party will come for positive change and we hold up to that.
Okay, continue follow with me now the studio. In name na Muniru Koroma, National Publicity Secretary, na the People's Movement for Democratic Change. Well, I continue with the program and now I they go to another issue. In Peri Chief Dombon District, now one community where people say they face plenty challenge them like electricity supply where they say no day, good road, water, health and other facility them. We make people now decide they call on government for support the private sector for provide effective light because they say that will make them able for improve on their community and self-reduce the plenty thief where don't they be in this community. Ready Democracy, Mohammed Sherif gets more and go now report.
Over the past year, government and then development partner them. Then they give support to different community them. So that they go improve on community people and condition. But here still plenty community across the country. Still they get plenty challenge them. And one parent community I will presently they face serious challenge. Namogbimo and Moribaton in Peri Chibdon, Bondi Street. And according to them community people I say, the community lack effective electricity, good road, water, health facility and other things then.
In the area of life, in the first place, we are supported by the government because they have provided electricity for winner this town here. Secondly, the community itself will sit down here. They don't able to provide it.
As soon as I talk so, we do suffer now. We not get better school now. We not get better water now. And we do suffer the lights.
From the time we were don't burn me. I don't big, I don't reach at this stage where I don't put beers. Till to this time, I don't want to see light it now with community. Follow government give you light, another the company itself give you light.
The road maintenance is not better now. Then, even the hospital service is not better. Then, it's not there, but then come back then, if you will serve me, they go to the hospital. Then, what I want to serve me, now this town here, in Oboko.
Then, community people have talked this inside one work away that been do. We said and say because this community lack plenty basic facilities facility them, especially electricity, makes Kupi Kingdom not able for do well per public exam and self make plenty thief be in this community. But according to them, the plenty thief in this community don't reduce after we one businessman decide for provide light for this community. For over 30 years with this community, not only get light.
As we this private man come in, able give you light now with your community, where they make we picking and they able study, and we back with business that they go well, the thief all at the area dollars.
Now a private man able to provide light for you in this community, we able in your life from 7 to 7.
This make Credit Democracy firm out and talk to the chief executive officer for Soul Power Services. Sandra Saw say, about 3 years now we don't give light to this community. And according to Ram, about 90% of the community people na Mogbimo and Moribatum, they presently benefit to this light. Make have been asked Mr. Saw the reason for this.
One of the main reasons simply the rampart not destroy too much, kind of one. And two, the Pekinan be the strain for studying on it. They look very bellow man, they wouldn't believe the heart man, it's dark. And they find it difficult how for going to hospital or for treating them. Then, look, we then see the powers really coming, they give them. Then, pass on the turn, then go to another quarter. One of the main things is where we say, God give me up and answer, well, laptop and this thing. Now, I tell people in pensioners, how do they give the service to the people? We run the business. 7 to 7 for now. For amounts, we'll take one vendor for 15,000, then the socket will take 30,000. 90% of the toy right now, the benefit of the electricity.
But how many kV generator? We bought 90% of the community people in Mogbimo and Moribatum. The benefits too.
Well, right now I get 2 machines while they run right now inside the town. I get the one on 60 kV, then the one at 40 kV.
But I've been asked Mr. Saw whether it gets support from government or development partner them for complement in effort towards community people. Now this part of the country.
Since we began on this business and 3 years back, we never got support from nobody, government or company, nobody ever. I tell you, think we kind of like don't come off each other, don't can see. This fellow reach to the big one, and I know say some of you say have to get the country at heart. So if we get any help, we should be appreciate.
Who's can help you need right now as much as you provide light?
One will need financial support or we will get without help you for get machine, more of machine. Fellow will get 2 machines, it will be fine. Forget correct. Fitter than I know easy pass where I want to work in going off each for go to fitter than for cancer this for me and the field business where I want to enjoy field cars can be looking fine and difficult really. You know, easy.
This make the community people in Mogbimo and Moribatum call on government through the Ministry of Energy for support the private sector for provide light in this community and others side them.
Now a private man able to provide light for you in this community, the government will be kind for support this man. So we will get light 24 hours now this time, we'll be happy.
While government helping now, inside Mogbimo.
I want the government come to be aid and see the constraints that they go through concerning about light. The Ministry of Energy. For me, they can't aid now this particular district or this particular area. For me, they can help me in terms of light.
The chief executive officer for Soul Power Services, Sandra Saw, say he will continue for good support to this community, but call on government and international body then for support them so that he will continue for good light to this community, because he say with electricity in any community or country, that could make the community or country go develop. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Muhammad Sharif, the report.
Well, I continue with the program, and don't forget to you still listen to Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And inside the studio with me, I still get the National Publicity Secretary for the People's Movement for Democratic Change, Muniru Koroma. And Muniru, just now we'll be talking about activities the way you say we not only implement now some communities. Now, the 2018 election, you know, they fight again, you know, even reach 1 year again. Waiting don't they happen in terms of preparedness, we get to do it, the PMDC, apart from the community activities the way you say una don't do what are waiting on our plans and also how una intend for go into this particular race.
Yeah, we dey go as a party, we go into this race full blown, and we go into that for winner. We currently they undertake with lower level elections them. We get a calendar for begin. with the lower level elections then all throughout the country. Then they set we for district elections them, and then we get regional executive them. Then we can go for the national delegate conference. So that is all going to happen very, very soon. And when you come out there, not also forget say the PMDC, we get this approach for a grand coalition. We able to go into this election, we won and win them. But we also believe, say, forget more Sierra Leonean voices them, forget more national acceptance, and not allow we for go second round as a party and put with people in Pabokuboku losses. PMDC leadership don't undertake what we call grand coalition. So you remember 2 weeks ago we go Bo, the party that officially give the national executive the authority for come and negotiate with other political parties them for form a grand coalition for approach the 2018 election. So now two fold that they give you this answer. Singularly as a party, we are strong, we are organized, we can go for these elections and we can make the win. But we also believe, see, a grand coalition at this point in time that we come to history will be a better solution and the most appropriate solution. So we leadership and all of us believe, say, we for put we hit and that in the and ensure, say, we get one grand coalition where they face the APC and remove their first rounds. No, we will not go get run off. So the party day and the main political activity in Freetown, apart from those one, they will do up country now constituencies and our district there. Now for now, the national executive is discussing this grand coalition whilst we are working on with party activities at the same time.
So from the look of things, you feel say like una really day in, I mean, on top of situation in terms of winning, or maybe any other preparation for CCA una able for get the win inside?
Yeah, we are a very attractive political party. We got a very attractive leadership. We got a very constructive in we approach to issues and things. And I think the people over the years don't see we are battle tested. We are battle tested. So as a battle tested political party, people know say we get a lot of the solutions then. Yes, you get in politics, you get, not forget, 100% in everything way they do. So therefore, we have the other percentage in getting them, in coalescing with people. As a party, we can do that. We emphasize that point. But it's a grand coalition. We are saying, for remove APC then, also that they get sense to. But we say you get what crook people they see them.
But other people, when they look at us, say, now because we feel say we not fit, make we go into this coalition.
Now because we're patriotic.
Okay, continue for the Utmina at the studio. I'd take another issue for the past year them concerned on a commode say some plenty people can vote because of party color or because they stabby the person and not they look to waiting the person able for do where this done the ambog in democracy in the country. And because of this reason, make the Patriotic Advocacy Network Saloon, Pan Salon, want for introduce presidential debate na the 2018 election. And inside this interview with we reporter Princess Pierce, the outreach and communication coordinator na Pan Salon, Sheku Kelfala, explain some pan the reason them we make a want for make this debate be.
The Patriotic Advocacy Network just thinks a presidential election, you know, we for conduct a presidential debate for every presidential election in this country. You know, because what it will help for do, like, it will able, like, conscientize with people, it will, like, change the mindset of the people. You know, we don't realize, say, in Sierra Leone, voting in elections in Sierra Leone, it's basically on the basis of party, you know, loyalty. And of course, we don't also realize, say, people, they vote because they come from the same region. People, they vote not because of the, you know, the manifestos. People, they vote not because of the policies and plans, you know, where the politicians they get. You know, and we don't realize that this not help. This not, in fact, you know, push the democracy forward. Because if a democracy exists without, you know, a political debate, we're meeting saying that's not one of the pillars, the strongest pillars then. For every civilized democracy, then I think Salon not grow it in a democratic, you know, process.
So, like, how we go about it for, like, this go happen?
People before us, they don't try for like organized presidential debates, and unfortunately they don't be able like succeed. You understand? We see in 2012 we are in the incumbent by then, someone very well not be attained, and of course we see again 2012 again we see say an escroma not be attained, and of course Madam Yu, we that particular one be organized by Kamarimba. We don't realize the challenges why they know people know, you know, that people are not attended debates there. So we said just sit down and look at it. Now one thing we want to do, we want to put in place, is we want to get this popularized. We really want the media to assist me for ensure say that people here attend this particular debate. Public, the citizens of this country, for accept this. You cannot just come to rule the people. You get to come and explain to the people and why you think say you fit. So there are so many things we really do, but the media is one way where we think say we go achieve this particular, you know, presidential debate this time around.
With all of which you don't explain, you don't talk about this presidential debate, you think say this government can change and change the mindset of the people of Sierra Leone?
Of course, I think say go assist. It will really, really assist. It will, you know, automatically change the mindset of the people, everybody. But there are some certain people who we call swing voters. You understand? We really think that they are in the majority set by this country, any part of the world. The swing voters are really in majority. And most of the swing voters they are, they will vote on the basis of the policies and plans with the political parties they get. If, you know, there is no platform, you understand, for the aspirants and counting up and explain, to be frank with you, it will be very much difficult. Now the one that we get the fixed mindset, you understand, that we always go vote. You know, at the end of the day, we get bad governance.
A lot of people don't advocate for make this happen, but then they fail in one or two reasons why make it not can be. So like, una thing so now for push through for make this happen, now that we can go into our election?
Yes, we get the fervent belief, say, this time around, this particular debate will happen. But we get to believe, you understand, and I believe they need to push me forward since 2012. You understand, we don't get the strongest fiscal, you know, muscle. I mean, we don't get boku money, we don't get money, we're not really strong in finance, but we get that belief. And of course, they say self-belief, you know, it's one of the ways to success. If you believe in yourself, say anything you do, you can achieve that. And of course, you can do it. And that will be push it.
Why all along we not be done the advocates for make this go happen? Is it that now election they just around the corner make on the try for push to for make this go be?
Yes, because na 2018 election with a target. The Patriotic Advocacy Network, a very young organization, 2012. So this time around, I just think say, you know, we just think say we don't reach the legal majority age in this country. I mean, we don't matured. So we get a pivotal role for play in every election in this country. We not only presidential debate, we get issues we get for do it, electioneering violence, after and during election.
So when Unage for able for make this go start?
We still did our planning. You know, we still there on the planning. We not finish everything yet. But the moment we start for like get positive, you know, areas, we don't get, I mean, positive I call it outcome in other areas, and by God's grace, you know, we will see a full blown, you know, publicity or, you know, agitation in area of this presidential debate this 2018. So like we still on the preparation.
We know say whatever thing we possibly want for do, you get a set goal, so you want for reach at.
Mm-hmm.
So like I know say we wanna do this, we get what we want achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So like you go out for tell Fambulem what we want for achieve at the end of the day.
We want to see a situation where people go really go vote, not on the basis of regional or political line. We want to see people go vote on the basis of competency. Say this person it fits for you we. By in policies. Now that we want to see, and that's the main reason for this particular program. You know, Salona will grow if we continue to vote in the way we will vote the past elections. Now we don't get this realization, say, the political parties they are or aspirants and when they stand election, wherever they go, you will read words like, this is my stronghold, you know, son of the soil. I don't think say politicians really get for the use the kind of message for convince people. convince the people with waiting that the plans that you get. To me, I don't think say right. Any politician will go to Nabi for me and tell me, say, this is a stronghold. Because of that particular message, I don't vote for you. You understand? Or because I tell you, say, me na Mende or me na Timini. We want to achieve a situation where people and go, really, really go vote on the basis of competency.
Well, that's Nabi, the outreach coordinator, Napan Sierra Leone, be the talk inside that interview with me, young Princess Pierce. Usa, it be the talk about the presidential debate where it called for the 2018 election. And the program is still a listen to Nami, the show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. I still get with me inside the studio, the National Publicity Secretary for the People's Movement for Democratic Change, PMDC. Wena Muni Ukuruma. Well, some text message don't come inside the program where I go read. This other one, we don't come, they say, PMDC have nothing to gain in the election. That is why they don't take part in the by-election. In by-election, it come out from Abu, he say it a text from Freetown. This other one, we don't come inside the program, they say, PMDC did not have any program to push for the 2018 election. They are just lying low. The text are not text, Usa edit. Not send Usa in the text room. This other one, they say, too many political parties in Sierra Leone. Oh yeah, the election don't come back. This other one, we don't come inside the program. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say, PMDC is not fit for the 2018 election because they still have leadership problem. And the other one, they say, Madam Presenter, PMDC is very much alive and kicking. Even last Saturday, they held a... Okay, well, I don't know things in that we they discuss inside the program this afternoon. This other text message, we don't come inside the program. They say, what are the activities of PMDC? This other text message, we don't come from Safia Tudin. They say, Mr. Koroma, how can someone be member of the PMDC party? I'm still in love with PMDC and I want to be member. It come out from Safia to Dean. This other one, we don't come inside the program. They say too many political parties in Sierra Leone. I was thinking that PMDC will be part and parcel of the coalition. Well, anyway, Muni would inside the studio, he will respond to that. The last one way I will take for now, they say political debate or presidential debate is not the solution to the problems. Sierra Leoneans need to think wisely before casting their vote. The text are not sent in name. Well, I will stop here first and ask Muniru for response to some of the questions and comments we don't come inside the program. Yes, Muniru.
Thank you very much, Texas listeners. I think, well, PMDC not get nothing for offer and for any contest local council elections. I say this person get for listening again. I tell you, say PMDC not a contest by elections then because of the fact that we say the money within the charge for nomination fee, not to that PMDC not get that, but it's not correct. It's not right. And as a party we come for change this country for the better, we not go sit down for participate by illegality. When virtually His Excellency the President with a contest for elections, he contested the elections and they pay $1 million for vote for presidency. Just after he don't win elections now, we elect the next election, can they have $99 million news day? So we are saying it's not correct. And because it's not correct, we're not gonna give them participate in something we're not correct. So now protest, with the protest, and we'll continue to do that until 2018 elections. PMDC, you feel say PMDC go form part of the coalition. My brother, my sister, PMDC, now the boss for the coalition. Now we welcome all man. In fact, now we the barbaric people and say more coalesce, more come together, so that we'll pull them come on so that they will have the suffer we so, we they make una they suffer under this rain and sun. We go pull them come on. That we they talk that one day. So we are part of the coalition. My sister, we asked, who said, how for join PMDC? Within Main Street, you will go there, when you see reaching our party office, as you see the orange, oh my God, you know, you go see beauty. So you not have one problem. You go join PMDC any minute. If you've been telling us, I go tell you that for go meet, will be very easy for you for as we chairman or community representative, the way you go join. So basically, all the texts are few, they just cast doubts. But then doubts, they know they cast, we are telling them, yes, we are the better option.
Abu, they say we still struggle with leadership problem.
We not get leadership problem. We not get leadership problem. For all the parties that are this country, I think saying that we no more, we settle for ourselves, we sit on the all man they watch. Every organization, you must get people who want positions. But in your organization, where you want position, not to acrimony, not to palaver. You never have PMDC make palaver for position. Then one day, we think we can bluff self, we can make nyanga, if not nyanga, for make for that one day. So we did together. We are united. We are a single front. That's why we are calling on everyone in this society. Just like we, the young people who call for make their big presidential debates. We be willing at PMDC internal party elections, SF, if they want for we would agree with, they can conduct debates there. Because we know we have the material it takes. We know we are a better alternative.
And the way we get for the couple, the 100 million, you know, if you say una the fight a battle we una no get for win, because looking at all the political parties, they now una no more they say because they're not supposed for ask for that kind of money, they una no go able for contest.
We are not saying we're not go able for contest. We say we know the contest because the money is illegal. You see, so the basis of corruption in many, but this particular one are one. A corrupt government in the CM by the how they operate. You are saying before you come into this border, if I don't count money, so then go lend some money on side. Well, then lend some money, then come for can rip them off the people them.
And that's why you never pick them up with them. I mean,
we don't pick up them. Of course, that is official. Now we lead the protestation in 2012 elections where government be say then go pay the money. Now we been lead them. From that time, we've been getting months after the election, we've done sit down for discuss this one. But they're not great for sit down for discussers. On several occasions, we leader and other political party leaders and through APA, we don't meet His Excellency the President for make them discuss them here. At some point, they form a committee where they say for looking to her. But just a few weeks ago, there was a meeting at our neck where that meeting, they don't agree, say, we don't agree with political party, they say, the money may come down to 30 million for presidential candidate. Whether or not NEC they for continue with that is up to NEC. But such resolutions that don't take place. We are saying even as a party, even that is not correct.
But as it is now currently now una they lose, because if una they contest na the different by election and una they get una members them na different position them, I think that would not be an added advantage to the party.
Well, no, the added advantage na truth always. Truth na always the added advantage. If you get a party way tina for the truth for in people, no matter how discomforting in itself go feel at that particular time day, I think it's worth doing.
Okay, continue for the with me at the studio. Well, they continue with the program, and now they take another issue, and this time round now they neglected disease them like Bigfoot, Big Belly, and other one them. When a disease where the Ministry of Health and then partner them don't they try for fed through the neglected tropical disease where they under the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, and as Ellen Keller International don't be one pandemic main partner them for address neglected tropical disease them. The head of programs na Ellen Keller International, Mustafa Sonny say the Ministry of Health and then partner them don't they make progress by neglected disease them where people they get na some side them na the country. And he talk inside this interview with William Saptiu Kalon.
I think we at Ellen Keller International we work with the Ministry of Health and Sanitation for what is called neglected tropical diseases, you know, Bigfoot, worm, and different type of worms. So we don't work over the years. We don't achieve a lot. So we call this one day meeting. We can focus on one of them. We can call soil transmitter, and we don't want the to get through soil, you know, the warming. So we can share the results of what the ministry we don't get over the years in collaboration with Ellen Keller International, and also for plan how to maintain the achievement. We don't achieve a lot in this.
Okay. So in terms of sharing the results, what are different stakeholders that we talk about? One thing when they focus on on now on the campaign or the strategy where the body then don't they use in addressing the deworming issue, where different body then don't they do for say the need for change in strategy as well for make sure some of the results in the maintain. In terms of looking into that, and then they will have a change their strategy as well in coming to you one.
The deworming is a different strategy then. The NTD program, they already do mass drug administration every year. So all the people, they manage to keep on the week. They said they deworm to go on 1 to 5 years. NTD program of 5 years and above. But now NTD program, they then they scale down by one big deworming campaign, one of the big foot. So one for use now, one for say now, if they don't scale down, because in the 8th district, between this 2017, they don't get for the other big foot campaign, try to get albendazole, that one mercy, or that one commercial.
This new one on our building?
Well, not a new one per se, but for half a maintainer again, then they will say, well, now, since they really give to the lymphatic flare access control program, they need to give that the medicine. Now, the work will be done through the open program, where it's still there. But at the same time, to keep them there, when you're 5 to 14 years, when you're schooling children, they need to be doing it twice every month, twice yearly, I mean, every 6 months. So, we look at different strategies, how themselves will come on board, how people will continue for that, the one with them for that school children, the way now, where the lymphatic flare access program will then reduce.
So, in terms of maintaining, ladies, picking
able to
get it treatment twice every month.
Things
in any way
possible? Well, impossible still, because the good thing is the NTD program and the Ministry of Health still do the ONCO program. We see the initial body with Avamitin and the whole 12 districts then. So like you see, yes, we see the disease recommend to drug distributor that we don't use for gay, the one with tablet in the school age killer. At the same time, mother and child health weeks, we do campaign and the women by the way we give the woman to tablets again for the 1 to 5 years. So we gotta look at them because the discussion I had today, they say, at least the Helentella also we use the local strategy, how they phase out from a campaign. I'm starting with 3 districts, Bona Kenema, Konadugo, and Bona. That discussion with the area. Maybe at that now, there's a strategy in a 6 month contact point also we they use. For catch up the people then there, we'll be session if you campaign not in the district then there, where they say go even for the girl, the woman, vitamin A and other interventions.
Okay, the vitamin A and other methyl nakias may not be part of the woman that will take any worms we possibly get inside its system. We can see the campaign against that, but concern again can come out from the public that for say the one that can send out the Ministry of Health and other body they can do the campaign and they can send out knocking in which are starting community them. In this engagement, I'm not prepared for address that issue also.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to discuss. Normally, people can go independent monitoring. Yeah, and people like DBM, one of the kids supposed to do the intervention. They can reach an AS and they will come back and give feedback to them for say, oh, no, I'm not provided with that heat up or that hard to reach communities. So that will help them, they will for some team for do them. They can be more pop. You know, even if they say, okay, this program for 7 days, they will find this issue that can continue for the additional days and just for make sure all the AS and that. And they can use different interventions, different methods again. For instance, they can hire a routine for each other, they can hire ASM, they can hire motorcycles, for going to say, I'm going to reach different ways they can do. They will continue for push against the information, say, and they have.
The head of Ellen Keller emphasized a lot has been achieved also, but he said, in any disease we encounter it. As a disease is done, the fund that them, the one they really help the couple, they say they withdraw. Or they take and say other country they will get more pressing issue. In this on a new strategy, we on a one plan for being when the people are picking them one medicine. In any way, we get people with the fund on this?
Yeah, I mean, the fund is still there. Like the NTD program, you know, the fund on your side is still continuing for funding. Just how true they say is now really the size of the magnitude of the magnitude of the problem with it, it don't reduce. So if I not say, yeah, as we reduce, the fund will also go reduce. But that's how the talkers are together yourself to see how best the momentum will continue even if the donor funding reduces.
Okay, in terms of maintaining the thing the way the Ministry of Health and other body they don't achieve as well for address one issue in the country, those strategies then on a go put in place so make sure see the thing in the way that they already achieve. Not we just there for a small time.
I mean the major thing we talk about today now, another component is environment, wash, water, sanitation. If you finally say, one time of the woman, he can give medicine, the woman then die. But after 6 months, the kid they go back to the plain habit, they can become reinfected. So the only sustainable way to really take care of the woman, now we're just one aspect of worm control, water and sanitation. We need to make sure we have toilets in every community. That open defecation, you know, if you possibly get worms, you defecate openly. We're carrying them within the can now, you can scatter the eggs. If you take mango, then they can eat and wash. So what do they also emphasize another, we see are key players in there. So what do you want to do?
Don't have plan for Adegestra because the issue for let people in the toilet in an open side, make different people pass and get access. So we don't see that don't happen. Aside the way no heal is supposed to happen in the process, and the, that can spread so many secrets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as an NGO, we support. We need to do all. We want to see different players and this. So all our partners are also doing the toilet business, the one that the environment and sanitation. We work with also communities, you know. You remember the Ministry of Health again in that, UNICEF doing that. So we talk to everybody for see how all will come on board for everybody to meet and meet so that we'll reform it again there. So because then we do the workload now drastically. But after 6 months or 1 year, if you don't see anybody in place, if the one will stop, definitely will come back. So we appeal to all them partners and they also like other ASM, and then we submit say they can step up, especially in water and sanitation. Make sure say the toilet, then they know the schools and they can recommend the toilet for more time to wash their hand. They can tell you they're very much helpful for control them, even things that are making the warming.
They facilitate in a 1 week incident as on school and we're not sustainable. And where that can lead to other diseases and we picking come on our toilets. You can just go all in food and all. I'm not going to make sure so I reach out there to all the school them and only one day we get a wash, I mean, organization. We don't need to try for CC water and sanitation. A very clean one in our all community then.
Advocacy, social mobilization, like we are doing here, we are raising awareness on it, and we have called the appropriate players in. Remember also know what you for do. We'll continue for the social mobilization. I will continue for really work with one of them, make sure they wouldn't see anyone that they purview for CC, they're able for continue for do that in their own way, little way for do. So these are the only we can do. But we, the fund will get really no more for support the program for this in the management administration to reduce the burden of the disease. But for maintainer, it's also other players. But continue for engagement.
Okay, Ellen, can I in any way go change the strategy or support we don't go through the Ministry of Health and other body then?
Well, the strategy of support is very streamlined. The programs that we get, like this particular program, we know the tropical disease program, the major team of Mazog administration, the carry Makisi Fit on Santan, King Kao King Gibi Food Medicine, we did all the poverty season. Then are the main vehicle Helen Keller, they do it. But we got a program back with a nutrition program, right? So when I help support also vitamin supplementation, like today we talk about 6 month contract on Naya, how we came for integrate that, and so that we're going to get a very good routine services. And in the event, even we do another campaign with the AEC, the money they reduce. But I think if you have a very strong routine services within the district and the health services, I think that will help you a lot for see how those could be improved and maintained, even in the absence of donor fatigue.
And when are some of the key recommendations the way we come out with, as we for maintain the different things the way the health sector will achieve, and also continue with the fight on the issue of the warming?
I think it's everybody to all hand on that, everybody come on board. And do your own what you're supposed to do. Now we've done the NCD program maintain search again. Also the wash component now for step up, the water and sanitation. Toilet, community let water sanitation, no matter how you do. But at least let toilet in our communities and the picking are there for go covered. We'll come out able for washing hand. I think these are the we'll continue for say for work with them partners and they and for a lot of guests say we'll maintain all of this. So these are some of the strategies and what we have done today to showcase what the ministry has done and what needs to be done so that those
Mustafa Sonny, na the head of programs na Ellen Keller International, and he be the talk insider interview there with Wion Sabtiu Kalon. But the progress where he say they don't they make for fight the tropical disease then where we don't the neglected tropical disease them where don't they be in the country. The program is still listening to on a midday show and they come to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM. I still get inside the studio with me Muni Ukuruma, when at the National Publicity Secretary for the People's Movement for Democratic Change. Muni, just now you talk about the coalition where you say unana part of. First of all, this coalition, how far on a long old time and wait till it happen?
Yeah, well, the coalition, they go on very well. The meetings, then they go on fine. We get, we don't they do what we call the memorandum. We go for, we go look at this Saturday and we go send another the political party them. We get, 9 political parties will begin, but last meeting go to 11. Now we also don't accept in principle.
Now that they don't can join.
Well, you get Mr. Charles Maga, and we in a PMDC. You get Jason Medin party. You get the C4C. You get the KKY movements. you get other 13 political parties that wouldn't all give their certificates to it, but wouldn't they up for registration? We don't invite them. We don't also tap on that. Individual and SSSF, we're well-meaning for this country. If you want, you will accept you. Organization that you can be affiliate member. Anybody, this is about saving Sierra Leone. Removing Sierra Leone from the claws of the wicked souls they are with the rule we and put on a better hand. So therefore, this is not an organization who would form called Grand Coalition.
But how strong this coalition be for Sisi Onaibu for make positive impact during the 2018 election?
Even you to know, so such as Magai Sidon, Osai KKY Sidon, Osai Samsumana Kan Sidon, and all the other people who get for Kanju Enwi, where they Sidon they? Not a small voice than that one they did. And Saloon people, they listen to all of them people who were anonymous and other one they were anonymous. Because they're all day. There are several. You see, political parties and the formula, somebody be sending a text message, political party are don't boku. Now, because the aspirations of the people, they need to address them. So we are saying, now we can put in a one grain place, also called Grand Coalition. But we address the aspiration of the people of Sierra Leone. It's not about who will be in front of the coalition. It's not the question.
But it's possible to maybe now because they not get opportunity and decide the way then they go into this kind of coalition.
Most of the people with the phone coalition, Fatima and Melissa, then will tell you, say, I don't want to be done in a political party. I don't be registered in a political party. They form their own political party because they don't believe in the ideas of them political party. Yes, people and they will form political party where they come on, they don't agree with the policies of them political party, then come. But basically, now because of one simple reason, if the needs of the people we are addressed, people are not going to form other organizations for political organizations of our camp. So we are saying in 2018 elections, let's have all these organizations in one room, let them organization confront this monster political party. We're not there for do good for the people, and pass for talk and lie. We could pull them because the people are not too word. And APC will be removed by a grand coalition come 2018. We are going to ensure that as a people, as a party.
So non-political party not even strong for problem, past coalition.
We want a cohesive Sierra Leone.
Okay. We understand that this past Saturday so una get some other people from different political parties that will join the PMDC.
If I don't good may you did it. May you see where people in the camp for can join PMDC in the droves. Make you see crowd. When they come, when they tell you, say, we believe that Duna, this party, now will be the only way out for this country. Yeah. We not to a group of selfish people. We're not a group of open hand, open heart people. We have open for Sierra Leone in better one. And so therefore, whatever it takes for me to do, we are in the reward and so we get now. We are going to tell you the number of people because the place will too flop. The list will get a past 500.
Now, for most political parties, then?
APC. Now, APC, then, apart, the people left and can't join PMDC. APC.
How am I able for no saying from this political
party? They get a card, what they show we? That APC people, they left for can't join PMDC. PMDC is moving. People, then, they left partner governance, they can't win because they see programs, because they see solutions. We're going to tell you what we're able to do in agriculture. We will tell you what we will do in health. We will tell you what we will do. Not to like Mr. Mohamed Bangura.
What are you able to do? Tell you what I don't do in the area. Then.
What you will do when we are in power?
Okay.
What can I tell you? My door open up.
No, let me manifest the time now.
Well, so basically, you know, so we are the better alternative to APC because now they need our power. SF people they ask the media SF. Then since they attend the coalition meeting, when they come, when they walk up join this coalition, we all sit in one place.
But Munu, you agree with me? Say most time now, only now where election time can come closer, we can see party like PMDC can be very active. Then after election for some time, then can just take the back seat.
I don't agree with you. Because severally, political party, waiting, I can understand with the media. In the media wants a
not only media, the media wants, media wants,
the media wants an organization, a political party, we actually they engage the media. I understand. We know they shy away from the media. But the cross, we point to that, working in those communities will give you the votes. Now important. We have programs. If these programs, we're not able to tell the people, like, elections time, campaign too short. We don't get these woke tactics of this, now this country, where they divide the days for campaign, where they ensure, say, you're not able to campaign effectively. So you go for campaign just after elections. And for campaign just after elections, you can already say, not to campaign time just done. When I know they left for campaign, when I want to go left, when I know left for oppose. But if we not, we will not oppose them. We don't oppose the matter that the chief a lie. If we not be the oppose them. So therefore, we get for keep, we party on the toes, but we also get for ensure, say, we keep the government on the toes. But we programming, for the one that we do as programming, those programming, and they then get for come off fine. If they not come off fine, within we say, we're not going to challenge better. And so that is what we've been doing. We're not quiet. We're not in run away. We're not in hide. We come for in a better footing for remove a rogue government, what they call APC government.
Okay, continue for with me at the studio. A name now, Muniru Koroma, National Publicity Secretary for the People's Movement for Democratic Change, PMDC. And the program still they continue. We not get better time again. I will take some text message where don't come inside the program. This other one from Isata, they say, the PMDC has survived many storms and is still kicking. And is still okay. This all the way don't come inside the program. They say neglected tropical diseases are all over the country. What is the Ministry of Health doing to fight some of these diseases? Oh, Saloon, the text are not saying who say the text from. This other way, we don't come inside the program. They say PMDC is the best political party. What is the proof? It come out from Dean. This other way, we don't come inside the program. They say this other text message we are going to read inside the program. They say the presidential debate is necessary because we want to know what the plans of the candidates are. What are the plans of the candidates? Mind you, whosoever wins has to represent us at the United Nations. It come out from ISATA. This other one way don't come inside. We are going to read the last text message. We are going to read for PMDC inside the program. They say, bravo to PMDC if it is true that you have that kind of support from the All People's Congress Party. Muniru.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, PMDC gets we get a lot of support. You know, this we don't organize ourselves so much so that 2018 elections, we get for surprise APC people
because
how? Because they get confidence say they don't build toll road because all the pass now toll road they talk about they don't build toll road.
What do we get for Kandu?
We basically get for Kandu and show say if I need toll we get for review all the policy there. These are policies against the people. Their policy, they serve the best interest of Sierra Leoneans, will be reviewed immediately. Because we want for ensure we people and schools are provided for them. We want for ensure say in classes that we PMDC within the government would ensure say solar lights and educate and computer for all the primary school PK and secondary school pupils should be there. We got a pathway. If Rwanda can do it, Sierra Leone should be able to do it. And I think we got the common history.
Okay, in name now Muniru Koroma, National Publicity Secretary, People's Movement for Democratic Change, and Ibide inside the studio with me for talk on the PMDC preparedness for the 2018 election, and he said also talk about the Grand Coalition, where he said different political party and self individual people them don't come together and set up for the 2018 election. Well, now, yeah, so the program, me, they show go left for today, Tuesday, July 11, 2017. And they say plenty thanks to the production team. To my colleague, now we don't go around and bring you materials. To Moses Kavura, we give me technical support. Otis Parkinson Thomas, where they be in the machine. And me, na Fatima Sise, we produce and present the program. So, tomorrow, where another edition go reach you. And they say tata and continue for stay blessed.